Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
Has anyone ever told you they're in your corner? If someone is in your corner, it means they're on your side, and they'll help you out when times get tough. In today's story, one character is definitely in another character's corner, especially when he gets backed into a corner. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called The Whole Cart. We found versions of this tale from the South Asian country of India. Some really great people came together to bring you our adaptation of this folktale, including Julia Chan and Hrishikesh Hirway. Singer-songwriter Hrishikesh Hirway is host and creator of the music podcast Song Exploder and the Netflix series of the same name. You kids may recognize Julia Chan from the animated feature Extinct. You grown-ups may know her from TV shows like Saving Hope and BoJack Horseman. So circle around, everyone, for The Whole Cart. There once was a traveling merchant who went from country to country, town to town, buying and selling goods. The traveling merchant made a very good living and was a very wealthy man. But as rich as he was in money, he was just as poor in honesty. Because the traveling merchant, you see, was a trickster, a rascally rogue with a devious scheme for making a profit. Wherever he went, he would trick his way into buying goods at bargain basement prices. Then he would turn around and sell those same goods at prices that were through the roof. One day, the merchant arrived in a new town. He got himself a room at the inn, then shuffled off to the marketplace, where rows of vendors were hawking silks and spices, fabrics and fruits, trinkets and toys.
Let's see. How shall I make a profit today? Surely I can trick one of these vendors into selling me their goods at a ridiculously low price. The question is, who?
The merchant surveyed the bustling scene. His gaze fell on a man selling bundles of freshly cut firewood out of an ox-drawn cart.
A woodcutter, eh? I believe I found my next victim.
The merchant rubbed his hands together with delight. Then he went sauntering toward the woodcutter and offered a friendly wave.
Greetings, good woodcutter. Those are mighty fine logs you have in your cart.
Thank you, sir. I chopped them all today, then carted them from the forest.
And how much are they?
2 coins a bundle.
I see.
The merchant arched an eyebrow.
And how much for the whole cart?
The woodcutter's jaw fell open.
The whole cart? No one's ever wanted to buy that much firewood before. I suppose I could sell you the whole cart for 50 coins, sir.
50 coins? For the whole cart?
A glint came into the merchant's eyes.
Very well. I'll give you 50 coins for the whole cart. Deliver it to my inn in 1 hour, and I'll deliver your payment. Now, what do you say we shake on the deal to make it official?
Gladly, sir.
The woodcutter smiled and held out his hand. The merchant gave it a strong shake. Then the rascally fellow turned and ambled away. His lips curled in a sly grin. An hour later, when the woodcutter drove his ox-drawn cart to the inn, the merchant was waiting, with a small pouch in his hand.
Hello again, my friend. You're right on time. Here are your 50 coins.
Thank you.
The woodcutter stuffed the jingling pouch in his pocket and got to work unloading the firewood. Once it was all stacked in a neat pile, he climbed back into the cart and was about to drive away when...
Not so fast.
What's the problem, sir?
What's the problem? The problem is, you were about to make off with my property.
The woodcutter blinked his eyes.
I'm sorry, but your property? I'm leaving the firewood here, sir. I'm not making off with anything that's your property.
The merchant crossed his arms.
Oh, really? Then perhaps you forgot the deal we made in the marketplace. The one we shook on just a short hour ago.
Of course I didn't forget. I said you could pay 50 coins for the whole cart, and the whole cart of firewood is stacked right there.
But you didn't promise me the whole cart of firewood. You promised me the whole cart, period. So that's what I get. The cart, the oxen, and yes, the firewood.
The woodcutter shook his head.
But that wasn't what I meant when I said the whole cart. No one in their right mind would sell all this firewood, plus a cart and two strong oxen, for just 50 coins.
Well, it appears you just did. And we shook on it. So the deal is done. You should have thought more carefully before you sold everything to me at such a bargain basement price.
The woodcutter felt a knot tighten in his stomach. He heaved a helpless sigh, stumbled out of the cart, and then, with his shoulders slumped and his eyes brimming with tears, he began the long walk back home. Many miles and many tears later, he came trudging up to his little wooden house. His wife was in the kitchen, sewing. She was a seamstress by trade, and spent her days stitching gorgeously crafted clothing for customers in town. When the seamstress looked up and saw her husband's sweat and tear-stained face, she jumped up from her chair.
What's the matter, sweetheart? Rough day at work?
Rough day?
The woodcutter wiped away a tear.
I think it was my last day. I lost my cart, darling, and my oxen. And it's all because of that rascally merchant.
The woodcutter collapsed into the seamstress's arms. She stroked her husband's sweaty head.
Darling, oh, you must tell me everything that happened to you. Everything.
So the woodcutter took a deep breath and told his wife everything. He described his encounter with the merchant and how the mischievous scamp had taken advantage of him by using his own words against him.
Total disaster, right? Without my cart and oxen, I can't bring firewood to the marketplace each day. And you know we need both of our incomes to survive, my love. Oh, whatever are we going to do?
Now, it just so happens that the seamstress wasn't only known for her skill with a needle and thread. She was also known for her skill with solving problems. And as the clever woman listened to her husband's tale, her quick, cunning mind began devising a plan.
Listen, darling, I know exactly what we're going to do. Leave everything to me. I promise you, I am going to teach that mischievous merchant a lesson. One he'll never forget.
What do you think the clever seamstress is cooking up? We'll find out after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/CircleRound. That's Indeed.com/CircleRound. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Circle Round. I'm Rebecca Shear. Today, our story is called The Whole Cart. Before the break, a woodcutter was selling firewood from his ox-drawn cart at the marketplace when a traveling merchant asked how much it would cost for the whole cart. The woodcutter said 50 coins, and the merchant accepted. But when the woodcutter delivered the firewood and got back in his cart, the merchant wouldn't let him drive away.
You promised me the whole cart. So that's what I get. The cart, the oxen, and yes, the firewood.
The woe-begone woodcutter had to walk all the way home. The teary-eyed fellow told his wife the whole story, then went right to bed. His wife, however, stayed up. She was a seamstress by trade, and by the light of her lamp, she spent the entire night sewing as much clothing as she could. Elegant dresses and dapper suits, stylish jackets and fashionable shirts. By sunrise, she was all done. She found a big, roomy sack and stuffed the clothing inside. She also tossed in a pair of heavy-duty sewing shears. Then she hoisted the sack over her shoulder and made the long walk to the marketplace. By the time she got there, the place was already swarming with vendors and customers. And as she lay her handmade clothing on a display table, who should come waltzing over but the merchant?
Greetings, madam. Such beautiful clothing you're selling. Did you make these garments yourself?
I did. I sewed each and every one by hand, using the finest materials.
I see.
The merchant stroked his chin.
How much for all of them?
All of them?
The seamstress smiled.
You mean how much for every piece of clothing on this table?
Yes, every single garment.
The seamstress paused. This was the moment she'd been waiting for.
To be honest, sir, no one has ever offered to buy all of my clothing before. But if you'd truly like to buy everything you see here, it'll be 2 handfuls of coins.
2 handfuls of coins?
The merchant cocked his head to one side.
Very well. I'll give you 2 handfuls of coins for all the garments. Deliver them to my inn in 1 hour, and I'll deliver your payment. Now, what do you say we shake on the deal?
It would be my pleasure, sir.
There was a mischievous gleam in the merchant's eye as he shook the seamstress's hand. Because, as you've probably guessed, the swindling scoundrel was already cooking up another of his devious schemes. Little did he know, the seamstress was concocting a scheme of her own. An hour later, she showed up at the inn with her sack full of clothing. Waiting for her was the merchant, with both his hands balled into fists.
Greetings, good seamstress. You're right on time. Here is your payment.
The merchant uncurled his fingers, revealing 1 big silver dollar in each hand. The silver dollars were so wide and round, each one took up his entire palm.
You did say 2 handfuls of coins for every garment, yes? And as you can see, these silver dollars are so large, just 1 coin counts as a handful. So here you go. Take your payment.
The seamstress stared at the merchant. Clearly, the simpering, smirking fellow was very pleased with himself. But 2 could play at this game. Slowly, she reached into her sack and pulled out the sewing shears. Then she took a step toward the merchant.
Seamstress, what are you doing?
You promised me 2 handfuls of coins. So I would argue that I get the coins and the hands.
The merchant gaped at the seamstress in horror.
Are you serious? You're going to take my hands?
What? I can't honor a deal? Or perhaps you forgot the deal we made in the marketplace. The one we shook on just a short hour ago.
The merchant looked like he might pass out.
No, I did not forget. But please!
He yanked his hands away.
Don't take my hands! I'll give you anything you want. Anything!
The seamstress paused and put down her shears. Her bluff had worked. She would never, ever use her shears for anything other than cutting fabric and thread. Not in a million years. But, just as she'd expected, the merchant had fallen for her trick.
Very well, then. If you'll really give me anything, then I want my husband's cart back, and his oxen. You can keep the firewood.
The merchant froze. A startled look of recognition dawned on his face.
Your husband? His cart? His oxen? So he must have told you
how you used your devious ways, your tricky technicalities to rob an innocent, hard-working woodcutter of two of his most precious possessions. Yes, he told me everything. And now I want them back.
And wouldn't you know it, she got them back. The merchant even threw in two handfuls of coins for good measure. Two real handfuls. The seamstress and the woodcutter lived the rest of their days in comfort and contentment. As for the merchant, he still did very well for himself, but he did so honestly and fairly, so that everyone could truly take him at his word. Now it's your turn. The seamstress was definitely in the woodcutter's corner. She had his back and was ready to jump in and help him out. Think about someone who's always been in your corner. Then find some paper and something to draw with, and make this person a thank you card, expressing your gratitude for all they've done. Mail it to them or hand it to them in person, so they'll know how much you appreciate their support. This week's episode, The Whole Cart, was adapted by me, Rebecca Shear. It was edited by Sophie Codner. Our original music and sound design is by Eric Shimalonis. Our artist is Sabina Hahn. Sabina has created a black and white coloring page for all 200-plus Circle Round stories, and you can print them out and color them in. Grown-ups, visit our website, wbur.org/circleround, and click on Coloring Pages. Special thanks to this week's actors, Joe Hernandez, Julia Chan, and Hrishikesh Hirway. You kids may recognize Julia Chan's voice from the animated movie Extinct. You grown-ups may know her from her roles on Saving Hope, Archive 81, and BoJack Horseman. Hrishikesh Hirway hosts Song Exploder, both the podcast and the Netflix show. He also co-hosted the podcasts Home Cooking and The West Wing Weekly. His latest album as a singer-songwriter is called Rooms I Used to Call My Own. Our featured instrument this week was the bansuri. To learn more about this bamboo flute from India and to see a picture of Eric Shimalonis playing it, visit our website. Once more, that's wbur.org/circleround. And while you're at wbur.org/circleround, you can check out our upcoming live events, get your hands on our Circle Round picture books, and you can become the newest member of the Circle Round Club. It's a super fun way to support the public radio podcast you love and get all sorts of perks, including ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events. You can also get activity emails, newsletters, and educational videos about the musical instruments you hear on Circle Round. You'll also have exclusive access to the Circle Round Club store, where you can get super special extras, including a personalized birthday message from me, Rebecca Shear. Become a member today at wbur.org/circleround. Grown-ups, if you enjoy Circle Round, please leave us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast app. It helps other listeners find the show. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling round with us. Now that you've made it to the end of this Circle Round episode, we want to know, what's your favorite Circle Round story? Thousands of fans just like you have been telling us about the Circle Round stories they like best. Take a listen. Maybe one of their favorites is one of yours, too.
Hi, my name is Aja. I am from Toronto, Canada. My favorite Silk Around story is The Coyote's Flame. I like the part when the coyote gets to the top of the mountain.
My name is Owen. I live in Page, Texas, and my favorite story is The Early Bird, and my favorite part is where Heron says, "Hummingbird, I've heard of stopping to smell the roses, but I've never heard of stopping to drink the hibiscus."
My name is Chloe, and I live in San Jose, California, and my favorite story is A Horse of a Different Color. My favorite part is when Valentina threw the apple.
I'm from Ferndale, Michigan, and my name is Nora. And my favorite Silk Around story is The Three-Legged Paw. I like the part when it says, "I'll skip and skip and skip."
My name is Rachel. I live in Oregon. My favorite story is The Busy Fairies. I like the part when they go busting open the door.
My name is Eleanor, and I'm from San Francisco. And my favorite circle round is The Sharpest Tack. And my favorite part is when the merchant takes off all her clothes.
My name is Sais. I live in Arlington, Massachusetts. And my favorite circle round story is The Troop of Ten, because I yank the pot when they all walk in with black ink marks on their hand. Good luck and have a nice year.
Did someone mention a story you've missed? Not to worry. Grown-ups, you can find all of our Circle Round stories, plus links to the Circle Round Club, picture books, coloring pages, and oh so much more on our website, wbur.org/circleround.